Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Rawan in the Tax Quips forum, who tells us, I closed my business in September. I was wondering if I need to close my business checking account before I file my final 1120S form. Well, Rawan, I'm glad you asked. You'd be surprised how many people close their corporations and never bother to close their bank accounts. That causes problems. You may still need some money for final costs or fees. Unless there's a really urgent reason, like you've got creditors banging on your door, never close the corporation before December 31st. Otherwise, you'll have to prepare the final tax return before the forms or software for that year are ready. When you do close your corporation in September, your tax return would end up being due on December 15th. If you think you'll be ready to file the final return by then, fine, go ahead. Meanwhile, keeping the bank account open to pay incidentals is fine. The business is no longer an active or going concern. Ideally, do finalize the closure so you can shut the company down no later than 12/31 and get the tax returns prepared as soon as possible. Then, once you've paid the final bills, close the account. Now, a word of warning, if you have refunds coming from anywhere, like tax refunds, security deposits, and so forth, keep the bank account open until you receive all the money. You have no idea what a pain it is to try to cash or deposit checks made out to your S corporation once the account no longer exists. I've been there. It's not worth the trouble. You can include these transactions in the final tax return, even if you receive the money early in the following year. When you've received all the money, cash out and close the account. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about closing businesses and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.